everybody, and welcome to the Because Show, the only podcast that is officially running for president. TBS 2016.
Yeah, that's our slogan.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Susan.
And we are the Because Show. We have so much to talk about this week.
Oh my God, we have to
pick and choose from our list.
We are just coming back fresh off the boat from spring break. Well, I am anyway.
Yep, mine's. My child's is next week.
Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Here we are. Happy to be here.
Ready to go at it.
And so we had an exciting thing happen this week.
Yes, we did. Amy and I.
We had a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So that started, we were just like, hey, we need... Okay, so what really happened is that Susan's husband put up a picture of us for our Facebook page in the background. And I was like, oh my God, I hate my head in that picture. It's so long. You can't use that picture. And then we said, we don't have any good pictures of us. So we're like, okay, well, let's just go out and take some pictures. And then it turned into a whole thing.
And then we're like, who do we know that has a nice camera?
Oh, Amy's boyfriend just got one. He'll do it.
Yep, he'll do it. So we enlisted him and he was like, okay.
Exactly.
He was hesitant, but we forced him to do it.
Yes, he did not have much of a choice. So.
And
then we met Louise, who's amazing. She's going to be in our show next week. And she has a fashion blog. She knows about things fashion. And she said, hey, can I be your stylist? And we were like, are you kidding us?
Yeah.
So it turned into a thing. It was really fun.
Oh my God, it was so fun.
And we have some good tips for you when you're getting your pictures taken.
You don't even have to go out for a special photo shoot.
You don't.
Thing. We'll just tell you the tips for free.
Like when you're with your friends, out with friends, at a wedding.
At a wedding, at a birthday party, at your birthday party.
Prom.
Christmas.
Your kids' prom.
Easter.
Hanukkah. Kwanzaa.
Whatever.
Family photos. Here are some good tips.
Should we start with those tips or should we talk about toilet paper?
Oh, we're going to start with the tips.
Okay, let's start with the tips.
Okay.
All right, so tip
Quick
number
and dirty.
One. The best tip that we got, wear bright lipstick.
Wear way more lipstick than you think you need.
Yep.
Because it looks great in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have seen the pic, well, and you'll see, we'll post some more, but it makes a huge difference. Nothing else really matters. But when someone's going to take your picture, say, hold on a sec, let me put on my lipstick.
Yeah.
Put on a shitload of lipstick.
And very bright lipstick.
And bright lipstick, and you're going to look amazing.
Yep, totally amazing. So that's our best first tip.
Tip number two, cock your hips away from the camera, not towards the camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's more flattering.
Yep.
I mean, what I personally learned is that the more uncomfortable you are in the position, the better the picture is going to be. it was like the weirdest freaking, but if you can twist your body in a way that feels completely unnatural, the picture looks great.
Whatever is closest to the camera is going to look the biggest.
Oh, good tip.
Yeah. So it's like Amy was sitting on a couch and Tim was like down kind of at her knee level and her legs and butt look huge.
Yeah, it
in
was
that
not
picture.
Good.
It was awful. So what you want to do is like put whatever you want to look biggest towards the camera.
So like stick your ass in the camera.
Yeah.
If you want that to look the biggest.
Stick your finger in the camera.
Or basically whatever you want to look smallest, point away from the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cock your hips away from the camera, you're going to look thinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you twist your body kind of towards the camera, you'll look slimmer too. Like don't face the camera completely head on.
Right. Don't, no head on.
Yeah, it's good to be a little akimbo.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we learn?
Silhouette, like do something with your hands and
arms. That's a good one.
Don't just like stand there like a beanpole.
Right. When you smile, I had this problem for years. Mm-hmm. Someone told me about this and all of a sudden I got way more photogenic. When you smile, don't put your teeth together, like relax your mouth.
Oh,
people can't really tell. Look,
right,
and
then relax,
right? But like you can't, it's not like I have my mouth hanging open, but like just relax your mouth when you smile, and picture's way better. Like I smile way too hard in a lot of pictures, and I look like I'm hurting myself.
You do,
but like when I do that, then it's just like it looks a lot more natural.
And another thing Louise was constantly yelling at Amy for
was
put your chin down.
Yeah, I was always looking up at the ceiling.
Because, you know, you kind of think, like, if I put my chin up, like, I'm sexy because I'm looking kind of down my nose at the camera. But no, all the camera is seeing is neck.
Yeah, it does not look good.
You have, like, neck head.
Neck head.
Yeah, and you don't want that.
Yeah.
And so just tilt your chin down a little bit.
Look up from under your eyes. Mm-hmm. More flattering. Yep. What else did we learn?
Clothes.
Yeah, wear some clothes.
Wear clothes. Well, things that, like, edit.
Mm-hmm.
I learned, well, Louise had to edit me significantly.
And I learned to add stuff on.
Yeah.
See, we had the opposite learnings.
Because I tend to go like costumey, where it's like, what if I put this striped jacket with these pink pants and these big things and then these earrings that match and da da da.
I was here. We were at Susan's house looking for clothes for it. And I was like, the only person who would say this quote, should I wear my rhinestone cat ears? Susan writes. I'm like, that could have only come out of one person's mouth. And that's Susan.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Louise kept shaking her head at me.
She needed to be edited. I needed to have more stuff piled onto me.
Yeah.
It's like, wear this necklace. It does go. It does look good. These shoes do look good. It's not too much. So it was a good lesson for me too.
Yeah, it was good.
Another thing is the camera, it's going to be kind of far away, so it's not going to see small things.
Yeah.
Like your tiny little delicate earrings probably look good in person. Camera won't see them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. So don't wear a little chain necklace, a little, you know, sexy little tiny chain necklace. Wear like a big honking like bib.
Big chunky necklace. Yeah, I mean, you can wear whatever the hell you want. But if you want to look like you on camera, if you are that you're more stylish or more accessorized, you need to go bigger with your accessories.
Yeah, bigger is better, brighter is better, bolder is better.
Bolder is better.
Yeah.
And thinner is better.
Yeah.
And not.
Or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. curvy, I guess.
Makeup, blush.
Blush.
Gotta have blush.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think
those are tips.
Those are the tips.
It was really fun and really funny. It was a really good time.
Yeah.
It was a total guerrilla photo shoot.
Yeah.
Like, we just descended on the carousel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Tell about the carousel.
Well, we were like, let's take pictures on the carousel in Griffith Park because it's this olden time carousel. So we went in and then the guy there was like, because Tim had a normal camera, not an iPhone. He's like, no, you can't get on this carousel with that camera. Why? Because we needed permission, special permission.
Yeah, we had to like buy a permit if we were going to use a real camera.
Because in LA, people are pretty uptight about that. I think in other places they wouldn't care. But in LA, it's like, oh, are you shooting for something official?
Mm-hmm.
You got to give us some money. So poor Tim had to stand outside the gate of the carousel and take pictures hoping for the best as we flew by.
Yeah.
And some of them turned out pretty well. Turned out good.
Yeah. And Louise hopped on with her iPhone and just took
and
pictures
backwards
with her iPhone.
And did not barf. So it was all good. Yep. And then we went to a restaurant. We changed in the car. There was a lot of sweaty changing in the cars.
Like,
We went to a restaurant. They were really cool. They let us use their lobby.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They were, there was like people starting to walk through the lobby a little bit. And we're like, oh, we're sorry. We're, you know, hope we're not in your way. And they're like, that's okay. You know, are you guys going to be much longer? And I'm like, you know, we're doing this just, you know, because we're like 46.
45.
45.
I'm still 44.
Oh, you're 44.
Yeah.
I'm 46, I think.
Almost.
Am I?
You'll be 46 in August. I'll be 45 in June.
Oh, okay. I thought I was 46. No, Look at that. I lost here. I'm 45. Okay, So I'm like, oh, we're doing this, you know, because we're both in our 40s, mid-40s.
45,
Yeah, I said we're both 45. And she's like, oh my God. It was like suddenly we had like carte blanche.
And then she said.
What'd she say? I don't remember.
You told me, she said, oh, that's great. And then she said, now I have something to look forward to. And we're like,
oh, yeah, that's right.
That's good.
Okay,
honey.
Okay, youngie.
Yeah. Okay, young lady.
Oh.
Your 45-year-old self will go back in time and smack your 29-year-old self. So, yes, that was very exciting. And the fabulous Louise will be here next week.
Next week.
And she's going to give us lots of fashion tips, and she's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got like a whole show planned.
Yeah, she does.
So if you want to know about style.
She's super bossy, and we loved it.
Oh, you guys. Normally, you would think that like, why is this lady telling me what to do?
No,
and she was very strict. Like, no, put that away. No, put this on. Here, put this on.
And the great thing about
her. Put these pants on. Do you have red jeans? All right, get those.
The great thing about her was that there was really no difference between when she loved something and when she hated something.
Yeah.
It was just like that amount of like enthusiasm and passion was the same. Put it off. Take it off. What is that? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. I love that. That's great. That's perfect. That's wonderful. Take it off. It's terrible. It was great. She's awesome.
Yeah. It worked.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of turned me on a little bit. But anyway. So
we are going to move on to the toilet
paper.
We're
going to move on to toilet paper because that is the top thing on my list.
I see it on toilet paper. On your bullet points there.
So here's what happened. My family and I went on our Easter break or spring break, whatever you want to call it, to this place called Yucca Valley. It's kind of Palm Springs adjacent, but it's up in the mountains a little bit. We stayed in this little house that we rented through Airbnb, and it was right on the private runway, like an airplane takeoff and landing.
The house was on a runway?
Mm-hmm. Right next to it.
Okay.
So there's all these houses.
Is that why it was cheap?
And the people, no.
Okay.
of expensive.
Then but why was it on? Why'd you stay on the
runway? Because it's cool. You get to see all these little airplanes.
Oh, okay.
Take off
oh, so it was land. Like a plus.
Yeah,
not a
totally.
Minus. Okay.
And it's just the little baby planes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, little.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was cool. But the only toilet paper that they had at this place was this like fuzzy, crumbly, you know, super soft, absorbent, mm-hmm. yet I don't know how to explain it. It like leaves a trail of white.
Oh, on your butt?
Yeah, oh. On your pubes.
Ew.
It's just like shredded off.
Ew. How like, sharp are your pubes?
Just regular. They're regular. I would say even that they're soft. But like you're wiping mm-hmm. and just there's this like all this white, it's like snow.
Okay.
It just comes off on you.
That's gross.
Yeah. And I have known other toilet paper brands that do this, like Charmin. That's why I don't buy Charmin, because
really?
It leaves a trail of crap.
It's just too soft?
I don't know. It's just flaky?
Huh.
Like they try to make it soft and like velvety, but then the little velvety stuff falls off.
Yeah,
on
it's
you.
Like pilling, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no good.
Have you ever had that happen?
I don't think so. Or if I have, I have not noticed it.
Okay. Well, I don't. Am I the only one that this happens
to? I don't know. I think we should find out.
I would like to know.
Yeah, me too.
I would really like to know, because now I'm feeling a little bit self-conscious
Everybody,
about this.
Everybody, go check your toilet paper.
Check your pubes. Yeah.
Come report back.
Like, rub your toilet paper
we'll
on
wait.
Your pubic hair.
We'll wait. Okay. Let us know.
Okay. But I did not like that at all. Mm-hmm. So here's what I did. There was a box of Kleenex, mm-hmm. like regular brand Kleenex, on the back of the toilet.
Oh, so you just used that.
So the entire time I was there, I used Kleenex from the Kleenex box, and I didn't even touch that horrible, hellish toilet paper. And I told my husband this, and he's like, that's a little bougie.
It is?
Yeah. To use Kleenex to wipe your butt, I guess.
Oh, I do that. When you run out of toilet paper, you got to use the Kleenex.
Yeah, but he thought like using Kleenex brand Kleenex for the entire weekend that we were there.
Like it was too, like, what, bougie, like princessy? Like,
yeah,
too,
like
too snooty?
Like too snooty. Like, I need 12 silk handkerchiefs
but the
for my stay.
That you did that is because the toilet paper was too luxurious.
That's what I said. That's what I told him. I don't know.
Whatever,
there
Ma,
you go.
He loses that one.
Susan Wright, the bouge.
It's like Princess and the Pea,
yes.
But with toilet paper.
It is Princess
yeah,
and the
I
Pea,
know.
Literally.
Yeah.
And BM. So speaking of bougie, mm-hmm. You know Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
So if Downton Abbey had a spinoff, mm-hmm. and it was all about the dead people, mm-hmm. I want to call it Ghost Butlers.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's funny.
Ghost Butlers.
I get it. It's funny.
Yeah. Okay. There
Thank
you, go.
You.
That's it. That's all
okay.
that part.
All right. I'm still with you. I'm
all
still
right.
here.
Do you have a thing?
I have some things.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so we have a new word. I have two new words.
Okay.
One that, well, both were with Tim.
Okay.
One that we thought of collectively, one that was just
like,
mine.
Like a sniglet? A snigger? Sniglet?
Don't, you can't say that.
Oh.
Second part. It's offensive.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
A giggler?
One of those.
Okay.
Tom Swifty, I think. So you know how we were talking about wordsmith?
Yes.
Before?
Yeah, yeah.
We
can you wordsmith this?
Yeah, Amy, can you wordsmith this? We were saying there should be one called sexsmith. Like, can you sexsmith my boner? I'm kind of at half mast here. You know, like that kind of thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, can you sexsmith this?
Yeah. Can you come over and do
sexsmith?
A little?
Sexsmith?
Can you sexsmith? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, I think that could work. And my other one...
Uh-huh.
I don't think this is working. I need to workshop it a little bit.
Okay.
Which is, so I went to Passover at my friend Heather's house.
Right.
And the food was so amazing, mm-hmm. as it always is. Incredible. And I made the mistake of like having a snack in the afternoon and not being starving out of my mind when I got there.
Oh.
But I still ate enough for like a meal and a half.
Right. You just stuffed it in.
So on the way home, I was so full. I was actually upset.
Oh.
Like I thought I like maybe would cry. Like I was really upset about how full I, like it was.
Did it hurt?
It hurt and it was upsetting.
Mm.
So I thought like, you know how hangry is hungry and angry?
Yeah.
I thought fangry could be full and angry. because that's how I felt.
Fangry.
But I don't think it
works.
What
about fongry? That's a little hard to say. That's a mouthful.
It does. Yeah, it's not really quite
fangry
working.
I'm fangry.
I'm hangry. I'm fangry.
All right.
Yeah, I think it needs a little massaging, but yeah, you know.
A little wordsmithing.
A little word sexsmithing. But yeah, it was... Yeah, I was upset. I was like, I ate so much that I actually might cry.
Because I sometimes, if I go to a buffet, my theme, like if I were to make a poster for me going to a buffet, I would put on the poster like, I'm going to eat till it hurts.
Okay.
Because that would be my goal.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a brunch or breakfast buffet. I'm just going to eat until it hurts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I did, but it wasn't in the good way. Because I wasn't doing it on purpose, and everything was so good.
Did you barf?
I was just like, oh, I wish I did. I wanted to. Like, I was really, like, I was, like, emotionally traumatized because how much I hate. So, which I think I pretty much do every Passover because the food's so awesome.
Yeah.
So.
How long did it hurt for?
I was fine in the morning.
Oh,
I was I can't believe I'm hungry again for breakfast. It's unbelievable.
Oh, see?
But I eventually got hungry again, yeah.
Food.
It's complicated.
You know what else is complicated?
What's that?
Things that nobody wants to talk about.
Things nobody talks about.
Things.
TNT. Things nobody talks. TNTA. That's a new segment of ours.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little theme music for it at some point soon. But now we're having our first topic.
Yes.
So we have a big one to start off with. So the things nobody talks about are... Not sex, because we always talk about that.
Yeah, that's always.
Money.
Religion.
And politics.
Politics.
People talk about politics, but Gerlin wouldn't let us before. Yeah. So we're putting that on our list of things we are allowed to talk about. So I have one for the first segment of things nobody talks about, and it's about religion.
Okay.
So Susan, I have some questions for you. I recently watched Going Clear, the Scientology movie.
Which now everyone is talking about.
Which now a lot of people are talking
about.
But
a lot of people aren't.
And it scared the shit out of me.
It was so
freaky.
Yeah,
because first of all, the Scientology building's like right around here.
There's two big huge ones real close to us,
very close. So to think that this is all going on like when we were right there is freaky.
And especially that lady that was kept captive in the seventh
that
floor.
Poor lady.
Oh my
like
god,
like people sleeping on
wet mattresses
on the roof
like over by Kaiser
half a mile
Sunset.
Away. I know. It's really upsetting. Freaky. And then she goes to get her poor baby, and it has like fruit flies on its mucusy shut
awful
eyeballs. It was terrible.
Granted, that was back in the early 90s.
Yeah,
it
never would have been okay.
No.
Just because it was 20 years ago does not make it all right.
Right.
So all bad. And the other thing that, I mean, so many things, but the
so
other thing
things
that freaked me out about it was the fact that, you know, there are tens and tens of thousands of people, especially at its high point, maybe, I don't know how many, maybe hundreds of thousands involved in Scientology. And I can't just dismiss every single one of those people being like, what a bunch of naive idiots, like fresh off the boat. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure some of those people are intelligent, reasonable, good, kind
people.
Yeah,
they just get like taken in.
But you get completely sucked in, and it scared me. Mm-hmm. And it also made me think, though, of religion in general. And so that's my question for you, which
here
is like, what's the difference? I mean, are all religions just cults? You know what I mean? Like, why are we crucifying?
Oh,
no,
Amy,
pun intended.
You're going there.
Oh, I'm going there.
Oh my
Susan.
God, you're going there. Okay.
I'm so going there.
All right.
Like, you know, we're saying, oh, Scientology, evil and horrible. But then Scientology, one of the women's, and I think it was Spanky, who had the best name ever, said, this is how you define a cult. They have you mind, body, and money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think of other religions, you know, and
that
I think
have mind, body, and money.
Yeah, and I don't think all of them.
Well,
do.
I know that in Baptist and basically any kind of born again religion, and I'm speaking generally, they do have a tithing thing, and it's usually 10% of what you have, your salary, your whatever, your time, everything is 10%. So I don't know if that really is like have your money.
It's not the same.
Not the
it's
same.
It's not the same. It's make
it
a, I mean, it's, I think it's just all a continuum.
Because in Scientology, you had to pay to get to the next level.
In Scientology,
of bullshit.
They take all your fucking money.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just take it. Like, oh, we have a lot of you know, lawsuits, so give us all your money.
Yeah.
And then work for us, we're paying you a quarter an hour, and I live in a $100 million mansion. And yeah, I'm not going to say religions are, you know, like, quote unquote, normal, you know, Western religions aren't like that. But I do think they're kind of on the same continuum, like, you know, because we're just so used to what our religions say or do, but like, it's all kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, you know? Think about nuns and monks and stuff, even in Buddhism and in, Catholicism.
Yes.
That was hard to say. I mean, they give their whole body, mind, and money. Very true. Whatever. I mean, they give their life to that religion.
But there's not a leader who's like living high off the hog, I don't think.
Pope.
You know? Oh, the Pope.
True. I wonder what the Pope's toilet paper is like.
I can't believe that the two the Pope's pubes are about to come out of my mouth, but there they were. Thank you very much. Now I'm thinking about that, and it's gross. But that's my question for you, especially because you grew up religious. Like, where is that line drawn? Like, between religion and a cult, when it becomes a cult?
I think when they tell you that your family and parents are dead to you and you cannot contact them if they are not a part of that religion.
Yeah.
I think that's a really big line. For example, Mormons have that.
Mm-hmm.
They will disown family members.
That's right. Yeah.
If they leave the faith.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of culty. I'm sorry.
No, it is. It's culty.
Yeah.
I mean, Judaism doesn't do that, but I mean, the extreme ends of it are pretty extreme.
And in any religion, there's always going to be fanatics and extreme.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually true with Judaism. If you are super religious and you leave that, you are absolutely on your own.
Yeah.
Like, people, you're dead to them. It's true.
Yeah.
So I think at the extreme end of any religion,
there's some cult. It's pretty culty,
and you can tone it down and water it down. But I think the core there is the same. You know, the core is the same. But the funny thing is, because there's like faith. This is another thing I think is interesting. When people say, I once was reading some article and it said something like 70% of the population believes in God, and that's just the scientists. You know?
Right.
And it was kind of talking about how you don't have to be. I mean, I think that faith and intelligence are two completely separate things. You know, a lot of people are like,
faith and intelligence are two completely different.
But a lot of people are like, how can you be a religious guy if you're also so smart? Like, it doesn't make any sense, you know? But I think that it's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think it's the same thing.
No, I don't think it's the same thing at all. And I think sometimes people either got it or they don't.
Because you can be like super smart and know, like, let's say, like, you know, my goldfish, you know, you can have as much faith as you want that your goldfish is going to live to be 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But science says it's not.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What do you do when it dies?
Then you're sad.
But your faith has been shaken.
Yeah. But you still had faith.
I guess it's
still worth something.
You're right. I do. I think faith and intelligence are two different things. I think that faith is something that you kind of are able to do, or you kind of are or not. I think some people are just maybe more predisposed to it.
Well, here's what I used to think also, is that religion is kind of a way for people to have answers.
Absolutely.
And it's all about, you know, you don't have to find out these things for yourself. You just, here's the answers right here for
you. That is extremely true. I think there's a way that's very true, especially in, I know the most about Judaism. So especially in Judaism, there's so many rules.
Yeah.
There's so many crazy rules and I think it makes people feel comforted to follow them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
Like, this is going to work out if I do it all right. I think Catholicism's like that too. I don't know much about it, but, and there people have a lot of questions. And I also think that when people are scared and you feel kind of out of control and lost, it's just a complete human instinct. You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Which I'm going to be super hypocritical right now and be an example of that, because I am not a religious woman.
Nope.
And we can talk about all of this logically, but my dad is really sick. My dad has stage 4 esophageal cancer, and I want to ask all our listeners to send their, I mean, if you pray, send them his way, you know, good thoughts. Like, that is like immediately where I go. You know, I'm like, if you are not for myself, but like for other people, if they're the praying type, I don't want to waste that.
Yeah.
You know, like, please send them.
Yeah.
If you live outside of Chicago, if you need to like direct it specifically,
well wishes,
I don't know how it works.
Send it to Chicago.
But send it to my dad, because we need it.
And I'm going to say all of my Wiccan sisters out there, you know, let's cast some spells together.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Not that I'm a practicing witch or anything.
But, you know, whatever you do.
Whatever.
Whatever you want to do. So it's just human nature, you know?
Yeah.
To be like, oh, it's, there's no such thing. And
well, you're going to an outside power. It's totally out of your hands. Like, you feel like you have no control over the situation. So the only thing that makes sense is... maybe if there's something bigger out there,
otherwise it's all just meaningless, right? But
yes.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I personally don't think so at all, but I just think it's interesting to think about, you know, that and the cultish aspects of it, and why do some people get super religious and some people just don't, you know? I don't know.
I don't know either. I think it's there's so many variables.
Mm-hmm, true.
You know? I think some of it has to do with genetics as well.
Yeah, and I think it's weird when people our age who didn't grow up religious, like, get religion.
Yeah, that's like, weird.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You know, like, why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that thing?
I don't get it.
You know, I am all for people having their religions and what you know, whatever makes them feel better. Some people, you know, do therapy. Some people do religion.
Absolutely.
Some people do whatever.
Yeah.
But as long as you're not trying to push your religion on me, or try to make me think that I am less than because I don't follow one of these religions.
Right.
Then you know what? You go and do your thing.
Right. I mean, as long as you use it for good, I guess.
And be nice to people.
Yeah. And be nice to people. I have a theory. Uh-huh. I have a harebrained theory.
Okay.
Which is that I think that Jesus may have been like an early schizophrenic who thought he was Jesus.
I really like that theory.
I think it might be true.
I think that he was definitely a really good speaker that people could, you know, I think he kind of made up like a lot of stuff about his life.
I think he was schizophrenic and really thought he was the son of God and people believed him because like he was probably completely convinced. So convince some other people.
Yeah.
You know, just like any cult leader. But this guy, you know, maybe he was really a schizo.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, they couldn't diagnose it as well back then, whenever it
was. They couldn't, they couldn't diagnose that.
That's my going. I don't know about the water into wine, walking on water stuff. Can't explain that yet. I'm still working on it. But
I think those are metaphors.
Yeah, maybe they're just metaphors.
Yeah.
They didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Okay, I'm uncomfortable talking about the Bible too much.
Okay.
Let's move on. Okay.
So anyway, I have no transition. But you know what, Amy? I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm glad we had this little talk.
Me too. We can go with something way more shallow.
Oh. What do you got?
Well, I have another segment.
Okay.
Okay, another one of our segments is the Experiencers.
The Experiencers.
Which we will also have some theme show music for soon.
Yep.
And I have our first one.
Okay.
Which is...
what did you experience?
The Experiencers are things that Susan and I do. A lot of them because we live here in LA. Yep. Some of them just because we're us.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be things that other people are curious about, so we're going to tell you about them.
Yes.
So they'll be deep, they'll be shallow, they'll be intense, they'll be stupid. And this one is, I got a $230 facial.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's an experience.
It was.
Tell me about it.
I will. So I had kind of given up on my skincare. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm 44, almost 45. And there's so many ingredients out there, like the peptides and retinol and glycolic acid and AHAs and all this stuff, and I tried to do my web research and I just got completely buried and confused. So I went to, it's a long story, but I found this woman who was the sweetest pie on my Facebook mom's group, and she happens to, like, they say give the best facial, non-dirty facial in Los Angeles. So I'm like, screw it, I'm doing it. And it was $230. It was so...
you're like, I just found $230 under my mattress. So.
Pretty much. Yeah. So it was so great. I mean, I knew it was going to be... I was scared that was going to happen, and it did.
Here's what I want to know. Wait, okay. When you went into her facial store, or whatever...
her spa.
Her spa.
Uh-huh.
What was it like? Was it like in the back of a mini mall?
No. So it was this rainy day, which doesn't happen here in LA very much, in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Pouring rain. park the car on a busy street, have to dash across the street, get my feet wet in the puddles. Mm-hmm. Then it's like down this long driveway and around the back of this little house, and I'm all, you know, crabby mm-hmm. with my umbrella. I can't I'm fit it crabby. Through the trees and everything. Yeah. And then you go in, and it was like the most peaceful. It's like in the back of this little bungalow.
Uh-huh.
And I guess when it's not raining, it's a beautiful garden out there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I go in, and it's just peaceful, and it's beautiful, and there's comfortable places to sit mm-hmm. and calm. And then Trina, her name is, the mm-hmm. facialist, came out, and I was immediately, she had the most amazing skin.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sold. Yeah. Like, I'm in.
Like, I want that.
Yeah, she's our age. She's 40. She's almost 45.
Okay.
Skin is amazeballs. Oh. Just like dewy and glowing and perfect. Oh, and
dewy and glowing.
Gorgeous.
I need that.
Yeah. Gorgeous. And, you know, no Botox, no nothing for mm-hmm. her. Just
no.
beautiful skin. Oh. So I was like, okay, sign me up. So we went in. She talked to me for a long time. I brought all my products. Mm-hmm. She looked at all of them. She's like, well, this one. She's like, yeah, this is kind of all over the place. She was very respectful of my budget. Because she, of course, has her her nice. Products. You
right,
know?
Of course.
She's like, and I said, I am open to it. So whatever you mm-hmm. can recommend. She's like, I can recommend stuff. Some is more expensive than others. We can mm-hmm. talk about that at the end. You can keep mm-hmm. using this. Maybe use this. This other stuff isn't doing anything. I'm like, I use this eye cream that everybody loved and it did nothing for me. And she's like, that's because eye cream's bogus. She's like, eye cream doesn't really do anything.
Hear that, people? Hear that?
Yep.
Tip.
Exactly. Cream, she's like, eye cream bogus. Doesn't really do anything.
It's just like lotion.
It's just like a lotion. More expensive probably a richer lotion, you know? Okay. She's like, here's what you want to do, blah, mm-hmm. blah. I'm like, this is so great. So I went on the thing. First, I don't know what the hell she did to me, but it was amazing. First, she like put on something that tingled, then something mm-hmm. that burned, then something like that felt like tiny little spiders crawling up my face. Then mm-hmm. there was like a bright light. And then she gave me an arm and neck massage. And then, she extractions, which Ooh. Is the fancy way to say popping your zits.
Right.
And digging all the blackheads out of your nose. Yeah. And then there was cream, and there was just, it was the best.
Was there like a tightening, firming mask thing?
I use something called the pumpkin peel,
uh-huh.
Which I now own also.
Ooh.
So yeah, she said things tighten, you know, yeah. you want to like first protect your skin from additional damage and then start undoing the past damage, you know, that sort of thing.
You can undo past damage?
You can undo damage, according to Trina.
Okay.
This is how I felt. And then she's there with her amazing skin.
Right.
So I walked out. She had her product. She's like, don't panic. You don't have to buy them all. You know, right. She's like, let's just discuss. So I didn't buy them all, but I still spent $220 on products.
Wow.
And then whatever.
Wait. So you spent, it was 200 something for the facial.
Well, it was 230, but I paid cash, which means I got a 10% discount.
Okay.
So it was like $207.
And then you paid another.
That's what I did. 220.
Ooh, girl.
I know.
Oh my God.
But she's opening.
But you know what? That's what we do.
Whatever. I felt very good about it. And then she's like, she's having a special where you can buy like a package of facials and they're all like 25 or 30% off.
Ooh,
I'll tell you when.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm doing it. First, I was like, she's like, well, you should really come once a month. I'm like, I can't afford to do once a month, but maybe I could do every other month.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, maybe I could just do
maybe
every quarter. every 3 months.
Every 3 or 4 months.
Which I may have to do.
But that's what I do. I do about every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah. But I'm going to have to do that. And maybe next year when I get a raise again, mm-hmm. I could do every other month. And yes. I could work it up to
work
once a month.
Up.
But it was great.
Awesome.
But she's opening a new business, which is a great idea. In Eagle mm-hmm. Rock, that's a spa for moms.
Okay.
So it has free childcare. Not free childcare. It has childcare. So you can go in like for a flat fee, get your nails done, get a blowout, take a freaking nap. Get a massage, get a facial, whatever.
Wow.
And you drop your kid and your kid can be there playing with the other kids with babysitters.
Nice.
How brilliant is that?
That's brilliant.
And I was like, hey, I work on the web and I will be happy to help you with your website for that in exchange for discounts. And he's like, sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I'm like determined to keep going there and not have to ever pay full price.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I recommend it, everybody.
Okay.
Get the expensive facial.
Yeah.
Because, well, this one in particular was really good.
So let me tell you my facial experience.
Okay. Someone came on your face and you're like, what happened? Okay.
No, the other one.
Okay.
So I went to this little place. I actually got a gift certificate from a school fundraiser where they had a silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
So I maybe paid like $35 for a facial from mm-hmm. this place. So I called up, made the appointment, went there. It was kind of like upstairs in like a little, I don't want to say office park, but like office park.
Okay.
And it was like down the hall. It's the kind of place where you go and you get a, you have to ask for a key for the bathroom for the floor.
Yes.
That kind. This tiny little cramped office, like so tiny, it could fit two people standing up in like the lobby foyer of this lady's spa. And then the room just had like a kind of a crappy massage table. Now, like, not even a facial table, but just a massage table. Mm-hmm. So you're just laying there. And so it was like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And she did all this shit to my face. It was all organic and blah, 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 whatever. But it was great. It was really good. Mm-hmm. It smelled amazing. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And when I got out of there, like, my breakouts on my face were toned down so much.
Oh, good.
So I'm like, okay, that's the place to go. Yeah,
she did that for me too. Like, I was getting two pimples because I was getting my period.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, let me do this oxygen blah, blah, blah magic thing. And I walked out, they were gone. I was like, wow, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh my God. So now, like, I think, like, whatever the benefits are, and like, I did buy some product from her. But like, the benefits of that awesome facial have like stayed with me for, well, since January, and it's,
oh good,
what is it now,
it's getting April? The big time. Yeah
So I need to go back,
yeah,
but because I feel the zits coming back on.
I want to work up to dewy and glowing.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Is that the once a month?
I think. Was she wearing any makeup?
A little bit, but not very much.
Yeah, see?
Even in the bright light she looked good.
Oh,
I know.
Oh man. So everybody, I have some reviews.
Oh, good. I have a couple reviews, too.
I have a review of the movie Cinderella.
Okay.
So if you haven't seen it yet, it's Cinderella. It's made by Disney, and it's the kind of the live action version. And if you like Downton Abbey like I do, it stars Rose. And also Daisy is one of the sisters, one of the evil sisters. And they are amazing in it. They are so good. I took my 7.5-year-old son. We love fairy tales because we watch Once Upon a Time on TV. But he absolutely loved it. He was riveted.
Oh, that's
the entire
great
time. And what else was I going to say about that? Oh, there's this one point where she sings this song when the prince is down there and he has the shoe and the evil stepmother is not letting, you know, there's no, you know, spoiler alert here. You already know the story. But she sings this song, and the little mice open the window so that the prince can hear the song. And the song is so sweet. It's like, oh my God, I wish I had a recording of that song. And I look over and Henry is singing the song.
Aww.
Oh, so cute.
How did he know it?
He was just singing it. I don't
know.
That is
so sweet.
Like, she sang one like chorus of it and then he picked it up and he started singing it.
That is the sweetest thing.
It was so cute.
Henry's such a doll. He's such a sweet kid.
Yeah. He loves his fairy tales. So there's that. So you should go see that. It's
okay,
really good.
I don't know if Benji would be so into it, but maybe.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's so good.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
So what review do you have? Do you have a movie review?
I have a book review.
Okay.
And then I have a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Recommendation.
Awesome.
So, well, I read a couple books, but I think the one I'm going to review is the one I liked better, and it was called The Sisters Brothers.
The Sisters Brothers. Is this like a Mormon thing?
No. Okay. And I cannot remember the author's name. I want to say it's like Patrick DeWitt. But that is just pulling out of my butt. That's probably not right.
Okay.
I really should be more prepared for
podcast. Sounds like a Susan review.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, but the book is called The Sisters Brothers. It's about, it takes place during the time of the gold rush in San Francisco.
Okay.
So whenever that was. And it's about two brothers, Eli and Charlie, maybe? Can't remember the other one's names, but they're hired killers.
Oh, okay.
They're the Sisters Brothers. Their last name is Sisters. And so people call them the Sisters Brothers.
Okay.
They are feared throughout the land.
Nice.
Because they're like on the way to like murder someone. They're paid to kill this guy.
Are they cute?
Our narrator is less cute, Eli, his brother, good looking. His brother's kind of more the boss of him.
Okay.
But it's really good because the narrator is this very kind of sweet, sensitive, not super bright, but like observant guy.
Okay.
Who's kind of there because he goes along with his brother and he has a bad temper and his brother will kind of, and he's very protective of his brother. Mm-hmm. But his brother's really the strategic one who really likes his job, you know? Oh, okay. And it feels really, I guess it's historical fiction. It feels really authentic.
I was going
to
say, historical fiction.
Feels really authentic to the time. I mean, cool. It's brutal.
Yeah.
You know, just the way that people die and animals die in just this most straightforward way.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
Then.
You know, like his poor horse gets attacked by a bear. And the bear claws its eyes out and the horse has to kind of ride sideways. And he's just very straightforward about it. And you can tell he loves the horse, but he's not... He's trying to not get too attached.
So it's really told in his voice.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Wow.
And it's got an ending. It's got a great ending. I think the best kind of endings of anything are the ones that you didn't see coming,
mm-hmm.
but feel like the only way they could have ended.
Because he marries a princess.
He does not marry a princess. Sorry for the spoiler. So I really recommend that. I know we have a lot of readers who listen, and I think it's not one I would have read ordinarily, and I'm really glad that I read it because it's mm-hmm. very, very good.
Well, I'm going to just add my book review.
Okay.
I started a new book.
I can see that.
It's called Brilliance.
All right.
And it's by Marcus. I don't know. How would you say
Sakey?
That?
Sakey. Sakey.
Mm-hmm. And there's a quote on the front that says, "The kind of story you've never read before." It is a science fiction-y type mm-hmm. book. And it's about all of a sudden all these kids start being born. And they are brilliant. They're like total geniuses.
Oh, that sounds good.
So the world has to kind of figure out, like, what do we do with all these super bright kids?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only like one-tenth of the way in.
She is on page 66.
Page 66. And it's great.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I want to read it. That is exciting.
So far, it's awesome. I will keep you updated.
Please do.
Yeah.
Okay, our last thing is that I have a podcast to recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of randomly, because we have a mutual listener. One of their listeners recommended our show on their page. Is a podcast called This Conversation Rocks. And it's pretty new. I think mm-hmm. it's only got 6 or 7 episodes. And it's two friends, Diane and Todd. They're about our ages. Diane lives in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Todd lives here in LA. God, I hope that's his name. I had to double check.
Okay.
Yes, thank God. and they've been friends for a long time. And so I think like a good subtitle or alternate title of this podcast could be Smart People Talking. Smart People Talking. Because that's kind of what it is. It's similar to ours in that it's two friends talking.
Okay.
You know, it's different than ours because really smart.
They do their research.
They do their homework.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that we're not smart, but they are the straight A students.
It's kind of like Stuff Your Mom Never Told You or something like that, where the two girls, they're totally like smart. And
yeah. Like,
they
focus
on one subject and completely research it.
Yes. So that's exactly what it is. They're the A students. I mean, Susan and I might be the ones sitting in the back of the class passing notes.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they talk about really interesting things. A lot of political stuff. They had one show about female castration, genital castration.
Oh, yeah, genital mutilation.
Yeah, and they had one show about what's going on in Indiana, the Religious Freedom Act. But they're great. They're liberal and they are smart and they swear a ton. And that's like the ingredients of people I want to be friends with.
Yeah.
Those three things.
Definitely. Yes.
And it's a really good show. So I definitely recommend it.
All right.
I think they are just, like I said, just starting out. So people should
check them
out. Take a listen and check it out and be supportive.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
All righty.
Well, with that, you can find us on the Bald Move Network.
Yes, you can.
Check out, if you guys watch TV shows, you should check out The Bald Move.
Yeah,
Network.
They have these. They are great for TV shows.
Like Walking Dead and other TV
awesome shows that you love. There's all kinds of podcasts about those on Bald Move and us.
You can support us for basically free mm-hmm. by just clicking on the Amazon button on the baldcast.com. What is it called?
Bald Move.
Yeah. I've had, this is my third glass of wine.
It's true. Yeah. The Bald Move site, they have an Amazon button. You can make all your Amazon orders through them. It doesn't cost anything more
mm-hmm.
and they get pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
Which can add up.
Which helps us with our hosting and all that crap.
Exactly. You can also find us on Facebook or Twitter at The Because Show.
Or something like that. Also Instagram.
Instagram.
At something else that's like The Because Show.
This is pathetic. And very soon we're going to have a voicemail, but we don't have it yet.
Yep. We're getting our shit together.
We're getting
people.
Our shit together Jesus. Again for 2.0. And we just decided to, you know, do it while we podcast.
Yeah.
Because why wait?
You're learning with us.
Exactly. We're all having this experience together.
Yeah.
And with that, I think it's probably time for us to wrap up.
Yep. And we love you. And thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. We love to hear from you guys. And we love that you're all out there still. It's great.
Yeah. Tell me about your toilet paper.
Yeah. Your homework for next week, toilet paper research. Let us know.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.